Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. And we are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday. And we're looking forward to church tonight. And we enjoy the midweek service here. We get underway at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings, and we look forward to a wonderful service together tonight at 6:30 here at Bible Baptist Church. Our Spanish church gets underway as well. They get underway at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, and we invite our Hispanic friends out to the service in the Spanish church. Now, if your Bible's nearby today, I want to help you. I want to talk about birthmarks of a believer. I'm amazed at how many people. I think the latest statistics I saw were over 70% of Americans claim to be a Christian. And what does that mean? And what are the is there any way to tell whether somebody's born again or not? You know, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7 talks about the straight gate and the wide gate. And now there's few that go in at the straight gate, and there's many going in at the wide gate. And he goes on to say, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And I'll say unto them, I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And then he talks about people who hear his sayings and do them, as opposed to those who hear his sayings and don't do them. So what I find out here is not everyone who says they're going to heaven are going to heaven. There's some who say they're going to heaven, but Jesus is going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Well, how can I be sure? How can I know that I've been born again? Well, there's, first of all, let me say this, there's evidence that you've been born. There's evidence I've been born. Somebody says, you have your dad's eyes, or you have your mother's nose, or you have, you know, they have some resemblance because you know you had parents and you were born to them. Well, listen, you have some characteristics if you've been born again. You have some evidence that you have been born again from the Spirit of God, that you've experienced a new birth in Jesus Christ. And the Lord gives us them in 1 John, the little book of 1 John in the Bible. And we're going to look at this today. The first birthmark of a believer is found in 1 John 1, verses 3 and 4. And John writes, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. One of the first evidences that you've been born again is joy. Joy in salvation. When Luke 15, when Jesus gave the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin and the lost son, listen, there was rejoicing when the lost one was found, and rejoicing among those who were already found, but rejoicing of the lost one that was found. We close our service every Sunday night singing, it's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. When the eunuch got saved in Acts chapter 8 and Philip baptized him, he came up out of the water, and the Bible says he went on his way rejoicing. Who went on his way rejoicing? Was it Philip? Yes. Was it the eunuch? Yes. They both went on their way rejoicing. Listen, if you have no joy, no happiness, no smile, no joyful heart, then you need Bible salvation. I've got the joy where? Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy down in my heart. And listen, my friend, it's here to stay. It's here to stay. I got joy, that your joy might be full. Number two is found in chapter 2 and verse 3. Notice this verse. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Obedience. Continual obedience. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I alluded to Matthew 7, and after that statement, Jesus gave the parable of the wise man who built his house upon the rock and the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And he said the difference was the wise man heard the word of God and obeyed the word of God. The other one heard it but didn't obey it. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Are you obeying the commands of Christ? Are you reading your Bible faithfully? Are you praying to the Lord daily? Are you attending church faithfully? Are you witnessing to others of God's salvation? Listen, don't just talk right. Do right. Continual obedience. I want to obey God. And the Bible says, one reason I know I'm saved is it's God which works in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So the first birthmark, joy. Second one, continual obedience. Third one, love. Again, chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says, verse 9, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. But he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. He that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Love other believers. Do you love to be around Christians? Oh, I'd be concerned if I didn't want to go to church. I'd be concerned if I didn't like being around other Christians. I'd be concerned if I liked being around folks who don't know God better than I liked being around folks who do know the Lord. Jesus said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. We love our family. Every other year, our entire family, our children, their spouses, their grandchildren, we all go together for a vacation. Why? We love each other. That's why. Listen, love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Do you love the brethren? Birthmarks of a believer: joy, continual obedience, love of the brethren, love other Christians. And then verses 15 through 17, here's the fourth birthmark. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Changed affections. Changed affections. I'm a new creature in Christ. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you become a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When I received Christ as just a young boy, immediately I wanted to read the Bible. And my dad got me a Bible, and I began to read. I wanted to be in church. I didn't play a ball game on Sunday, though I played sports. Why? There was a change in me. I set my affection on things above, not on things on the earth. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords for me. My affections have changed. And when you get saved, God, it's a heart matter. It's what the heart man believes unto righteousness, and your heart changes. And when your heart changes, your affections change. What are some birthmarks of a believer? Joy, continual obedience, love, changed affections. And then chapter 3, and the last verse of chapter 3, where the Bible says, verse 24, notice it says this, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. The witness of the Spirit of God. When you receive Christ your Savior, the Spirit of God took up residence in your heart and in your life. He's in you. Your body is now the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit. He's your helper. And he will assure you that you belong to God. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So while everyone else may listen to that dirty joke at work, you don't want to listen. You know why? The Holy Spirit said, don't listen to that. When everyone else may not listen to the sermon at church or doesn't want to hear what the pastor says, you want to listen. Why? Because the Holy Spirit says, listen to the Word of God. The Spirit of God is letting you know you belong to Him. Do you have the witness of the Spirit of God in your life that you belong to Jesus Christ? You ought to have the witness of the Spirit. The sixth birthmark of the believer is found in John 4 and verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know what that is? That's constant victory. Yeah, you know you belong to God because you have victory over temptation. You have victory over sin. You have victory over that temper. You have victory over that tongue. You have victory over pride. Victory over lying. Victory over being unthankful. Victory over being disobedient to parents. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us so. The song was right. From victory unto victory, His army shall He lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Do you have constant victory? Doesn't mean you won't ever lose a battle. But listen, you have more victories, way more victories than you do defeats. If you're a slave to sin and you don't get victory over sin, listen, my friend, you better make sure you've been born again. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So far, we have constant joy. We have continual obedience. We have love of the brethren. We have changed affections. We have the witness of the Spirit of God. We have consistent victory. And then in chapter 5 of 1 John and verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. That's confident prayer. Confident prayer. You know, there's a great difference between saying prayers and praying. We don't just open a prayer book and say prayers. That's not praying. God answers prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, I could not tell you. I can't begin to tell you the number of answered prayers and the miracles that God has done. One day, one time, we had a big day. And I actually rented 5 buses. We had 4 buses, and we ran 9 buses that day. And we had a big day. And we had over 1,500 people come. And we had a kind of like a fun fest. We called it a country fair back in those days. But I owed $900 for those buses. I didn't have it. I rented it by faith, trusting God to take care of it. And that day, as the activities were going on, a man walked up to me. I was just trusting God and asking God to take care of it. A man walked up. He was just visiting. He was just passing through his own business, and he was stayed over in that city. And he came, and he shook my hand. He said, "This is wonderful." He said, "I didn't know it was a big day. I just came to visit." But he said, "The Lord put this on my heart," and he shook my hand, and there was a piece of paper in it. And when he walked away, I opened it up. It was a check. And yet, guess what? It was a check for $900. Take care of those buses. God gave it. God answered prayer. Oh, over and over and over again, I've seen God answer prayer. I know He answers prayer. I know He hears me, and He hears me. I have confident prayer. Do you have that? Hey, do you have these birthmarks of the believer in your life? You don't need another profession of faith. You don't have to doubt your salvation. Just make sure you're a child of God. If you have the birthmarks, you're a child of God. If you don't, you're not. And only you know that. Is there joy? Is there obedience? Is there love? Is there changed affections? Is there the witness of the Spirit? Is there continual victory? And is there confident prayer? Oh, the birthmarks of a believer in Jesus Christ. Well, I hope it's been a help to you. And maybe you can use that to help somebody else who may be struggling and to know whether they've been born again or not. All right? Hey, let's have a great Wednesday. Look forward to seeing you in church tonight. And those of you who can't make it to the service this evening, let's get back together on the radio broadcast tomorrow. And tomorrow, I'm going to look and see what I want to talk to you about tomorrow. Oh, finally, brethren. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.